Marco Rubio, Joe Biden's open borders damages other nations. By Neil Monroe on May 26, 2023. President Joe Biden's open borders policy is damaging the United States and is even wrecking the poor migrant-sending countries by extracting their young people and enriching their criminals, says Republican Senator Marco Rubio, RFL. For all the Biden administration's talk of wanting to help stabilize poorer nations so their citizens don't want to leave, the administration's policies are doing just the opposite, Rubio said in a May 25 op-ed. He continued, luring migrant people away from their homes with political promises and fueling cartel industries are making things worse in Mexico, Guatemala and beyond. And yes, it is making things worse in the U.S. as well. What kind of world do we want to leave to our children? One with an increasingly large and increasingly desperate pool of would-be migrants? Or one in which people do not feel the need to flee their communities for a better life elsewhere? The latter sounds a lot better than the former to me. But we will not reach it unless we secure the border. Biden's migration policies are sucking the life out of these countries. Jessica Vaughn, director of policy studies at the Center for Immigration Studies, told Breitbart News. Americans need a term to describe Biden's damaging migration policy, she said. I thought about parasitical, but I don't think that's quite it, she said, then adding, it could be described as vampire migration, until I think of a better term. Watch, four-year-old dropped over southern border wall. Rubio's decision to spotlight the foreign damage of Biden's policies comes as other Republicans, such as Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX, are spotlighting the damage done to American cities. News reports spotlight the large number of migrants killed while trying to reach Biden's welcome. Vaughn explained how Biden's welcome for illegal migration wrecks smaller countries. Because it's an illicit activity, it's carried out by criminal organizations. So the human smuggling business is dangerous to the migrants and enriches the local cartels, whose power then increases, and so their ability to disrupt civil society is that much greater. But on another level, it causes the development of a mindset in the population of the sending countries that their only hope for a decent life is to migrate to a wealthier country. Instead of finding ways to have a good life where they are, instead of trying to operate a business and surviving on their wits and ideas in their home country, they just don't even consider that because it is easier to take off for the United States. So they're not building up their own communities. They're not creating jobs and wealth in their home countries. They're just abandoning these countries. The grass is so irresistibly green in the United States that they don't even think about what they can do in their own community. That is a very destructive mindset. It develops a defeatist mentality. The hollowing out of Central American countries, she said, ensures rickety economies, weak civil society, ineffective leaders and more instability. So, more and more people are simply going to want to leave. Rubio's op-ed also noted that Biden's policy helps the cartels entrench themselves deeper into the Central American countries. Those who call for open borders, whether explicitly or implicitly, directly or indirectly, are partly responsible for this suffering. By giving people hope for something that is just not possible, the ability of every person in need to enter the U.S. they release a spirit of lawlessness that organized criminals are bound to harness for their own benefit, to the detriment of everyone else. Biden's migration policy is also a lifeline to regional dictatorships, Vaughn added. The existence of illegal migration as a safety valve helps prop up these authoritative governments in places like Cuba and Venezuela and other countries in the hemisphere. It relieves them of the responsibility to deliver improvements in the economy and quality of life. They know that discontented people will simply leave, and that's okay with him, because it leaves them better able to control the population that's remaining. The extraction power of the half-open U.S. border is widely recognized in Central America, partly because many towns have half-built U.S.-style mansions whose owners are still working blue-collar jobs in Texas, New York, or Indiana. Watch. Illegal immigrant smuggler attempts to escape police custody. In 2019, The Wall Street Journal described the impact on Guatemala long before Biden decided to turbocharge the migration numbers. The headline said, "Chronic poverty worsens at home as young people head for Mexico and U.S. The border is a magnet," and the lead reported. Calatenango, Guatemala, Gloria Velasquez is used to saying goodbye. Four of her six siblings have migrated to the U.S. and she, too, is thinking about heading north with her nine-year-old daughter. Ms. Velasquez said her four siblings in the U.S. are encouraging her to join them. Her daughter Helen Ischel likes to teach language and mathematics to fellow children. She wants to learn English and become a teacher. I'm a bit scared about going to the U.S. after hearing all the news about the suffering of migrants at the border. But it's my daughter's greatest dream, Ms. Velasquez said. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. Migration, and especially, labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.